This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Like many Latin American writers whose countries have become military dictatorships, Eduardo Galeano has spent part of his life in exile. Galeano was one of Uruguay's leading leftist journalists when he fled his country in 1973. He lived first in Argentina, then Spain. In exile, he turned from journalism to literature and wrote the trilogy that he's now internationally known for. It's called Memory of Fire. Since 1985, he's been back in Uruguay. The publication of his new work, The Book of Embraces, has brought him to the States for a visit. We'll meet Galeano in a moment, but first our book critic John Leonard has a review of The Book of Embraces.
If you've never read Eduardo Galeano, I'm hard put to describe exactly who he is and what he does. He's a journalist, but he's always skipping towns like Montevideo or Buenos Aires before the dictatorships get him. He's a Marxist, but it's a Marxism that partakes as much of Groucho as of Karl. He has proposed something called a magical Marxism, one half reason, one half passion, and a third half mystery. He's an historian, but his brilliant trilogy on the Americas, Memory of Fire, is all anecdotal, an impressionist Ferris wheel of vignettes. Imagine an account of the 20th century including Superman and the Bay of Pigs, or Pancho Villa reading the Arabian Nights, or General Trujillo with an ivory fan reviewing the troops at West Point, while Carmen Miranda dances for the King of Belgium. The Book of Embraces is a lot more personal than Memory of Fire. We hear about Galeano's wife, his baldness, and his heart attack. But it's also political, and literary, and anthropological, too. And most of its vignettes are illustrated with Galeano's own pen and ink drawings, as if he were Donald Barthelme or Günter Grass. So what have we? A postmodern mosaic of human resilience in Latin America. Footnotes and eavesdroppings and gossip about Pablo Neruda, Julio Cortazar, and Garcia Marquez. Tiny little texts on art, laughter, friendship, courage, muscle, wind, theology, silence, Indians, a snowy beach in Catalonia, and the culture of terror. Galeano also collects graffiti. On a wall in Bogota, he sees, "Proletarians of all lands unite." Underneath, in another hand, is scrawled, "Final notice." On a wall in Montevideo, there's this: "Assist the police. Torture yourself." But he's just as quotable himself. "We are all mortal until the first kiss and the second glass of wine." Or, "Where do people earn the per capita income? More than one starving soul would like to know." And, in the final analysis, it doesn't bother anyone very much that politics be democratic, so long as the economy is not. A sugarcane cutter in Cuba wants to know whether Marxism forbids eating glass. A fisherman in the Dominican Republic is shown a rowing machine and told that it's for exercise. Exercise, he wonders. What's that? A man of the Chilean vineyards, on his deathbed, says, "The grape is made of wine." And Galeano wonders, "Perhaps we were the words that tell us who we are." In Peru, he draws a pig on a little boy's hand. Suddenly, quote, "I was surrounded by a throng of little boys demanding that I draw animals on their little hands, cracked by dirt and cold, their skin of burnt leather. One wanted a condor and one a snake. Others preferred little parrots and owls, and some asked for a ghost or a dragon. Then a little waif who barely cleared a yard off the ground showed me a watch drawn in black ink on his wrist. An uncle of mine who lives in Lima sent it to me," he said. "Does it keep good time?" I asked him. "It's a bit slow," he admitted. That's what the Book of Embraces is all about. Besides mirror makers who make mirrors they can walk into and get lost in, and mansions where witches die of boredom, and hotels open only to ghosts, this lovely book is about the hands of children and the words that tell us who we are, the first kiss and the second glass of wine, the per capita income of heroism and solidarity for the human race.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning.